This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
For those that are new to the industry that have a lot of those listening to the podcast, what is warehouse lending? And then, Brenda, I'll have you fill in some more information after that. Jack?
Sure, David. So for whatever reason, the mortgage industry and the real estate market have decided that it's better if we all close at the end of the month on our residential home loans. And what that does is create, you know, a tremendous need for month-end liquidity. And, you know, your typical independent mortgage banker does not have sufficient liquidity to close $200, $300, $400, $500 million worth of residential loans all stacked in the last week of the month. And so what a warehouse lender does is provide liquidity to mortgage bankers to close volume. It creates, you know, a debit on the warehouse line. You know, interim interest is charged for the use of those funds. Inevitably, the loan is either purchased or securitized, purchased by an investor, could be a GSE, could be a correspondent aggregator, or the mortgage banker securitizes, and then, you know, there's a repayment back to that warehouse facility, which then becomes the credit to offset the initial debit, and then we just continue to recycle that liquidity, you know, all through the month, you know, with obviously a eye to, you know, that final week of the month where it seems like 45 to 50% of our volume stacks in that time frame.
A special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and our newest sponsor, United Bank. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.